This is Tim Riley, and welcome to Roll Over Beethoven, a rock critic's guide to classical music. In this episode, we listen to Ravel's Bolero, filtered through guitarists Joe Walsh and Jeff Beck, and finally, Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. Trio James Gang roared out of Cleveland in 1969 with a debut album featuring lead guitarist Joe Walsh. Walsh had a knack for tempting guitar licks that toyed with the promise of the Rolling Stones and Cream. Here's Walsh's opening flourish from 1970's James Gang Rides Again album, swooping from one channel to another as if swinging from a chandelier. Later on that same record, an ambitious track called The Bomber spins out into several extended sections. In one passage, Walsh suddenly erupts into something every high school violinist might recognize, the melody from Maurice Ravel's Bolero. That's Joe Walsh in The Bomber, and here's Ravel's original, his orchestral masterpiece from 1928. Ravel's Bolero has more than a melodic connection to classic rock. Conceived as a ballet, its debut caused a sensation in Paris that echoed Stravinsky's Rite of Spring riot 15 years earlier, in 1913. Through insistent, bewitching repetition, Ravel slowly unveils a gorgeous orchestral tapestry, peeling back layers of possibility from his rhythmically hypnotic melody. The main theme, a Spanish-flavored dance, unfurls in two long parts, repeated by different instruments. The compounding momentum seems to stretch out into infinity. Like the best rock and roll, Ravel's repetition becomes part of its charm and its guile. As the orchestra builds towards a climactic key change, the sound swells with erotic intrigue. Explicit sexuality had long been sidestepped or submerged in classical culture. In most classical music, eroticism plays out as subtext, like courtly dances with suggestive flirtations. Ravel's exotic Phrygian mode made this eroticism even more curious. As a master of orchestral color, his slow pacing and heaving textures evoke a hazy opium den orgy. Guitarist Joe Walsh rarely quoted classical music before or since. In some ways, this reference rose up like an obscene gesture aimed at classical snobs, a sly way of saying rock music has finally conquered Ravel's erotic energy. Another level, it was pure homage. From one instrumental conquistador to another, Walsh dares rock listeners to go listen to Ravel and enjoy a completely different aesthetic. Walsh had earned guitar hero status from such gestures long before he joined the Eagles in late 1975. This move came as a shock. Why would one of rock's greatest gunslingers join up with corporate soft rockers? Turns out Walsh heard more possibilities in the Eagles formula than most critics. You can still hear his trademark wit in this breakout hit from late 1976, Life in the Fast Lane, off Hotel California. Walsh's clinching moment comes during the break in the track's bridge, where his chiming guitars push the music past its event horizon. Even Ravel might have marveled at those giant peeling guitars. Ravel's Bolero has other classic rock connections. In 1966, Yardbirds guitarist Jeff Beck cut a track called Beck's Bolero. In Beck's Bolero, Ravel's rhythm spins out into a twisted psychedelic jam. Joe Walsh would have known Beck's track and probably meant to reference him alongside Ravel. Later, on Emerson, Lake & Palmer's Trilogy album from 1972, a synthesizer pays homage to Ravel with a different looping melody. Emerson, Lake & Palmer follow Ravel's strategy quite literally. A slow-rising synthesizer repeats a vaguely foreign melody that rises in tension and snowballs towards a climax. Of course, Emerson, Lake & Palmer had already laced classical references throughout their work, so this plays out as part of a larger theme of performing electroshock on the canon. Joe Walsh, on the other hand, seems content to simply quote Ravel and then leave town. He's the sniper who hits his target, then disappears. Let's listen now to Ravel's entire Bolero for a sense of how this looming modernist staple inspired some familiar classic rock.
Thank you.
Rollover Beethoven, I'm Tim Riley. On this episode, we heard Joe Walsh play The Bomber with James Gang, Jeff Beck play Beck's Bolero, Emerson, Lake and Palmer play their own Bolero, and Charles Munch leading the Boston Symphony Orchestra in their classic 1956 RCA Victor recording of Maurice Ravel's Bolero.